Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, or I guess it's morning. I'm back. Hi. I'm really excited about being back on the radio, but I'm doing a different format. This is going to be more fun than the business one. Anyway, the name is Shirley Shepherd. Previously, I was on Blog Talk with my show, Legally in Order, wherein I help new attorneys organize their office and all that other fun stuff. I still do that. I still do a lot of things, but as of recent, I turned 50. I know, I can't even believe it. I really thought that turning 50, I would, learn something. No, anyway, but one thing that did happen is that I began to really think about, who am I? I know that sounds weird at 50, right? I wouldn't say, who am I? But I started thinking, who do I like? How do I put that together with my 30 years of legal experience? And I came up with a way. The way in which I came up with it now is on Blog Talk, Legally Being Me. I love that. And today's show, we'll talk about that in a minute. But Legally Being Me, that's so much. Because being in the legal profession, there is a way. You're supposed to act, you're supposed to look, you're supposed to dress, and all that. Well, I happen to have a heart in the legal profession, and it's really hard for me to not allow my natural humanitarian to come out, even in some of the worst legal actions or claims or litigation. Why am I like that? What's going on? And then I look back again at what I wore and wearing for the last 30 years, so on and so forth. So I came up with, I'm very bohemian. I love that. So again, on this show, Blog Talk Radio, it's Legally Being Me, but I do have a new line of jewelry coming out. It's called Bohemian Me. And the short tag is, what is the short tag? Oh my God, my brain. Free Spirited Jewelry. And I have to buy jewelry to put online, but I am going to Maryland to be with my aunt for a week. And we are going to create some original pieces. I'm so excited. And so Bohemian Me is something I'm going to love to do. And then I also have a lipstick line. I know that sounds weird, but I really love angels also. So I have a lipstick line called, Angelic Kiss. And that is going to be really nice, maybe about 10 colors, but they're going to be beautiful, and they're going to be like from matte to glossy to stick on your face forever. And that's kind of neat. I would say easy to do. I'm just looking for a company to make the best lipstick on my behalf. Okay, like I said, I'm excited. If you guys don't really know who I am or you want to find out a little more about me, if you look into the archives of Legally in Order or look up Shirley E. Shepherd, you'll find some of my old shows. Just a couple of years ago, maybe even last year. Anyway, what you will find, I laugh at myself. And today I'm just learning how to use the new board. So I know there's a chat room option. Yeah, I can't get that together either right now. Anyway, I laugh at myself a lot. Usually when I start the show, I laugh because I can never come out and, you know, really introduce myself. I always do it wrong. Maybe this time I won't. 2 minutes, 5 minutes before the show, there's always something that happens. For me, I was eating chips. I'm thinking, what am I doing? I was hungry for chips. So if I sound like I have things in my mouth, I tried to get it out before I started the show. The other thing is I'm working in my downtown office, and there's a helicopter, downtown Los Angeles, and there's this helicopter. And usually the way it's surrounding, it's a police helicopter. So if you happen to hear that, I apologize. Another thing, if the phone happens to go a little crazy, which I do plan to listen to the show afterwards, again, I will apologize and figure out what's going on or find a better place. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about Legally Being Me. Legally Being Me is, again, being able to talk about the legal profession and work with people and help people in that realm, but also be who I am. You know, no, I can't go to court with a long bohemian dress on. I don't think that'll look right. However, I can always put on a piece of jewelry or two to remind me that when I think of the bohemian me, it just brings you down to earth. But it keeps me grounded. And I love the joy and I love the quotes, but it just keeps me grounded. Grounded, see? I made up a word. Oh, yeah, I make up words too, by the way. It keeps me grounded. So that's what I'm going to be talking about. And I have no idea what topics I'm going to talk about. Yeah, no, I don't have a clue. I don't know if I'll do a 15-minute show, a 30-minute show. That's the plan I'm under now. I might go a little longer. I don't know. It's going to be one of those things when I feel like doing a show, I will do one. As today, I've been at work since 7 o'clock. I can't seem to get it together. Sorry, I even have the wrong glasses on. So I said, you know, I'm going to actually just do a show. This is my first show under Legally Being Me. Okay. The topic today is taking ownership of your power. I heard that quote a couple of days ago from a friend of mine who was on his own radio with Blog Talk Radio and it's the Jay King Show. And I really thought about that. I'm like, what does that mean? How do you do that? What's the purpose of it? Why are we talking about it now? So I actually looked it up. And the definition I found, and I kind of condensed it, is taking ownership. Oh, by the way. I apologize. I dictate a lot now. And so when I do stuff, I say comma, period. I apologize if I do that. That's because 8 hours a day I'm dictating for someone to transcribe my stuff. Okay, so I won't do that again. I just did that when I said taking ownership, comma. Oh, gosh. Okay, I'll try not to do that. Okay, we'll start. I told you I'm breathing. And this is just the first show. Okay, taking ownership, standing up, and announcing that you are responsible for executing your power. I have and here, A-N-D, but I'm going to edit that, executing your power, but are accountable for your actions there too. I love that. Yeah, there's something seriously going on outside. But anyway, I love that. You know, at 50 years old, I am finally taking ownership of my power. What I think I used to do was be pissed off because other people's power was either something I was trying to be, get at, want approval from, blah, blah, blah. And when I took ownership just a couple of days ago, actually, of my power, I felt empowered. But with ownership comes responsibility, comes accountability. I have that. I have several degrees. I am responsible. Yes, I am. I can't get it out. And I am accountable for my actions. But the thing is, I have never been accountable for my actions based on taking ownership of my power. Okay, now Shirley, you can bring forth your power, a bohemian, a JD, an LLM, a master's, a bachelor's degree, and you can honor and you can hold on to and you can begin to just not necessarily care about what other people say, but take ownership of it, grab it, hold on to it. What does it mean? Wow, you know, okay. And then once I do something within my ownership of my power, within my ownership of my power, I must be accountable for my actions. And that could be either good or bad. It might not even have a good or bad, but I will talk about a bad in a minute. But it's taking responsibility or being accountable. My son's now, I have a son, he's 26, I think, and he's like 3 or 4 years old. I started, every time something would happen, he would blame it on a ghost. You know, when he was 5 or 6, he said he had a ghost that did it. But what did he do? Yeah, the ghost did it, Mommy. The ghost did it. At first it was cute, but then the ghost was doing too damn much. And so I finally said to my son, take responsibility for your action. Take responsibility for your action. I'm sure the first 10 years of his life, from 5 to 15 during the junior high and high school years, when he did something, he'd get in trouble. I'm like, take responsibility for your actions. You never know if that's really going to, you know, click it in one's mind, especially a son. And all I can say now is my son has been in some pickles. Wherein the first thing he did was take responsibility for his actions. The second thing he did was call his mother so we could get things in order, legally in order. So I fed my son that, but I never took ownership of my power. You know, for me, what does that look like? That doesn't matter, but what does taking ownership of my power entitle me to? What? And every day that I'm taking ownership of my power, since a couple of days ago, any and all things that come at me that try to diminish my power, try to diminish me, to belittle me, to disrespect me. I've been given job offers, because I do a lot of side work. Doesn't feel right, I don't do it. So ownership to me has, brought forth my, it's brought forth my trust and belief in myself and listening to my internal, mind, spirit, and soul. And again, to be responsible for my actions as I am holding on and taking ownership of my power. Now, in the legal profession that I'm in, that might be at one point where I just get up and walk away. If I would have realized that taking ownership of my power would have empowered me, if I even knew that thing there, that quote I just gave you, I don't think I'd be in the legal profession. But this wasn't what I wanted to do. I just happened getting it, and I'm good. Please don't ever get being good mixed up with your purpose, okay? Just because you're good at something is not necessarily your purpose. We'll talk about that. I thought because I'm good, God-given gift, that's my purpose. No. I mean, most people, when I said, I hate the legal field, and I can do all this stuff. My mom one time said, well, you're bipolar. You can't do something and do it so well. I can, and I have. But now I have a balance because I can do my bohemian me. I can be me in this legal profession, but I'm taking ownership of my power. So before you take ownership of anything, you have to understand what ownership means. If it's about taking ownership of yourself, you have to look inside and see what that means to you. What does power mean to you? How do you assert it? When do you assert it? Why do you assert it? Are you responsible during the times in which you assert your power? Little things that, we have to think about. I wasn't going to talk about the consciousness of what's going on in the United States and abroad. I'm sure everywhere. But we're really having situations with people being killed, blacks, by police officers. I don't want to go into that. But there are both sides ownership of their power, especially in the police force. Not to mention I have a criminal justice degree. Talk about that another time. But the police department, anyone in authority, must take ownership of their power and must be accountable. Power may have to let them to do something that is morally or legally inappropriate, or what other word I can't think of right now. So one other, I have like 18 seconds, so I want to say this too. The people running for the presidency, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, again, they must take ownership of their power, especially Donald Trump. Okay, you guys, that's my 15-minute show for the day. I might do another one later tonight, but so I always check in. Okay, take care, and it was nice doing this again. Bye, everyone.